you must prepare yourself to use my transmission. You prepare yourself by using my argument, by not just listening to it, you see, but by combining yourself with it, to understand this knot, how it works, this contraction, this mechanism that shuts down the beauty of infinite life. When you have understood me to that degree, then you can receive my baptism truly and begin to practice. Practice means that you submit yourself to this energy, this life, this baptism. And when you have found it most profoundly, then you can live your whole life with it. Give yourself up to it altogether. It sublimes the being. It makes a wonder out of existence, lifts you out of this subhuman round of unhappiness. Awakens your emotion, awakens your faith. So until you taste it, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Because I'm only talking it until you taste it. So I talk it to prepare you to taste it. And when you've heard me, then you can suck it up, luxuriate in it, fall into it, you see. Spiritual life is intoxication, ecstasy. That's what you have to do. But you are so committed to your self-contraction that my interference in your life is only a lesson, only an edge of criticism, you see. You don't experience it as grace, as beauty, as deliciousness, as love, you see. Because you haven't heard me yet. So the first thing to do is hear me. When you've heard me, then you can receive me. When you've heard me and received me, then you can practice. When you begin to practice, you move through these stages like a hot knife through butter, you see? The only thing that prevents the sublimity in every moment of existence is a simple mechanism of contraction. You must observe it. You must hear me, you must observe it, you must know it thoroughly. So it's not happening to you anymore, so that you know it as your own action. So that you can inquire of it, or meditate beyond it, or feel into the life current, feel into the divine beyond it, in your daily life. That's the capability you must regenerate in yourself. You see, it doesn't exist in you now, because you've habituated yourself to shut out the force of God. So the first thing you must do is hear me, use my argument, combine yourself with this argument to the point of relieving yourself of the arbitrary notion that things are just happening to you or succumbing to limitation. Realize that these limitations have no force at all. You just respond or react to them. You must see that mechanism of contraction or reactivity. Know it utterly as just like clenching your hand or getting a knot in your stomach or tightening your eyebrows. You see, you must see it exactly as something you do in reaction or response to conditions of existence. When you can know it as such, then you can be responsible for it. And then you will not only experience this baptism, all devotees experience it who turn themselves to me at all, but you will not only experience it, you'll be able to use it, you see, because you'll be responsible for the difference that turns away from it. And then you'll become a devotee, then you'll become a practitioner, you see. You'll move through these slices of time, these technicalities of the various stages, swiftly, directly, you see.